Greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Today I want to talk about being still and waiting on God. I've written and recorded this from Sydney, Australia. I was meant to be in Los Angeles this week. However, God had a different plan, and I guess that's why I felt prompted to speak on this particular passage. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And in the NASB, it says, "Stop striving and know that I'm God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted on the earth." This scripture has been a powerful and pertinent reminder to me this week of the sovereignty of God. You see, friends, for the previous 3 weeks, I've been traveling and living out a pretty hectic schedule. Truthfully, probably trying to do a little too much. But God knew what I needed this week, and that was physical, mental, and spiritual rest, and particularly to rest in Him. So whilst I've been isolating for the past week with a second really mild dose of COVID, this allowed me the time to have just that, rest. This time around and post-vaccines, it's been just so mild, it's been a real blessing. But whilst I've been resting and whilst I've been taking time to recuperate, I've actually had an amazing week of rest, resetting, and just taking time to spend time with God. Actually, I feel like a wound-up spring now, and I'm raring to get back on the road. But I'm so thankful for the enforced 7-day isolation and rest. And I've been super blessed in the place that I've been holed up for the last week has been a dear friend's home right on Sydney Harbour. What a slice of heaven I've had the privilege of experiencing this last 7 days. But it's really caused me to think, why? You see, friends, I don't believe there are any coincidences with God. Now, I love that translation in the NASB that says, "Stop striving and know that I am God." And I think that just about sums up this passage, or at the very least, the first key point that it makes. You see, we sometimes just need to stop, slow down, smell the roses, look at the mountains, and realize that God created this majestic world for His glory, but also for our enjoyment. And if we don't take time to rest, how can we stop and realize how magnificent His creation is and thus really enjoy and appreciate it for all its goodness? And secondly, this passage reminds us that God is God and we're not, and that's always a great reminder. And of course, He is to be honored amongst all the nations. And how awesome is the rest that we can take in that statement? You see, if God is to be honored amongst the nations, then He has to be God. And if He's God, then when we rest safely and soundly in the knowledge that as we rest, He's still in control. As the old and wonderful Amy Grant song says, "Angels watching over me, every move I make. Angels watching over me. Angels watching over me, every step I take. Angels watching over me." So as God watches, we can rest. Another great passage that I've been reflecting on this week is Proverbs 19:21. And it says, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's will that prevails." And I love the message as well, which says, we humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails. And this passage ties in so well with Psalm 46:10. It really does. So friends, whilst my plan was to be traveling and busy this week, God had an infinitely better plan. And in retrospect, His purpose was that I would rest, focus on Him, and press the reset button. So true to His word, His plans and purposes prevailed. You know what? Sometimes as believers, we're like little kids who simply don't want to go to bed. But God wants us to rest, and rest in Him at that. So, a frustrating start to the week. A humbling, quiet, and rest-filled middle of the week. And a great end to it, realizing that through it all, God's purposes prevailed, and being reminded in a timely manner that God is God and I'm not. So my prayer for us all this week, friends, is that we might listen to that still small voice. And when God wants us to slow down and just stop and be still, that we'll stop striving, that we will listen well, that we'll be fully there in the moment of reflection and rest. And that when God calls us to rest, that we will see what God is doing. We'll see the blessing in that season, and that we will physically, mentally, and most of all, spiritually rest in Him. And ultimately, that we'll remember that God is God and we're not, and that we'll be smart enough to realize just how wonderful that is. Have a blessed week, friends. I can't wait to speak to you next week, hopefully from Los Angeles. God bless. This is Andy Stillsmith.